Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And you're very welcome back. Now, Josh Pray, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing there?
I'm absolutely wonderful. Florida's beautiful, kind of like Ireland.
Kind of like Ireland with sunshine?
With sunshine and no rain.
I'm trying to think how I can describe you to our listeners who mightn't have come across you as yet, Josh. You're a comedian.
Yes, ma'am. Full-time comedian, full-time entertainer, and a connoisseur of everything positive.
And you have taken a special interest in all things Irish.
Yes, ma'am. It started with the Gaelic sports, hurling, camogie, Gaelic football. I'm trying to get into some Irish road racing. And then it just spawned into other things about the Irish culture.
And I think maybe some of our listeners surely must have seen your videos online on the game of hurling, which if you didn't like hurling before that, you would have to be turned on to the game.
Yeah, it's probably the most exciting game that I've ever witnessed. The speed of the game, the fact that amateurs play the game at a professional level, in my opinion, the fact that women share equal fame and notoriety in the game is just something that's amazing.
And you reckon that J.K. Rowling must have seen a game of hurling before she wrote Harry Potter?
Yeah. Harry Potter, there should be a copyright infringement on it because Harry Potter got their games before watching hurling.
Quidditch is hurling on broomsticks.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is, and I'm surprised nobody has noticed it, but I'm glad I put everybody on notice about it.
Okay, so as this didn't go unnoticed, your videos, because you have an extraordinary online following, social media following. You're one of those influencer people.
I like to say I'm a comedian on the internet. I'm not an internet comedian, but I have 2.3 million followers. So I have a little influence, I like to say.
Yeah, 2.3 million followers, quite a lot of influence. So as I say, this has not gone unnoticed, and you were invited as a guest of Tourism Ireland to come here in recent weeks. And was it the GAA who actually invited you to the All-Ireland football final?
Yeah, Tourism Ireland, they contacted me. The thing got thrown together in like 3 days' time, but they invited me over to experience Ireland so I can give my take on it, and it was a beautiful thing. And I just happened to be going during one of the biggest events in Ireland during the year, which is the Gaelic Football All-Ireland Finals, and partner with the GAA and some with the BBC, we got tickets to the All-Ireland Final, which was phenomenal.
Yeah, I was there myself that day. I saw you there, Josh, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was like, you have to see that in person, And I just found out that the tickets are like getting a ticket to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's really not easy to get one of those tickets. But if you can make it a point to see that event live, it's just the goosebumps, the feeling, the atmosphere is just amazing.
It is, yeah. But there was a bit of a downside for you from this because some fans, some people who call themselves fans, took exception to the fact that somebody like yourself, who had never been at a football match, a GAA football match in their lives, had took up a corporate ticket and took up a place that a real fan maybe could have had.
And I was surprised at it. And let me say, those individuals, they don't speak for the majority of Ireland. The people have been awfully kind to me, nice, beautiful people. The reaction to me saying that I'm going to take a break from doing Irish culture-based videos has been phenomenal, to the point where my manager has been mad at me and said, Josh, you have to make a video explaining what's going on because my phone, my battery can't take it no more from the notifications.
But what was going on, though, Josh? Tell us, what kind of things were people saying to you online?
Well, for every 10,000 positive messages, you'll get two or three negative ones. And it started with the, he's not a real fan, this is opportunistic. And I took exception to that because there's nothing opportunistic about me. If anything, I'm shedding light on one of the greatest events in one of the greatest countries, like, of mankind. And I think being a fan is subjective. It's like saying, because you haven't liked something since birth, you can't like it as an adult. I think that's silly. I don't think that's thought out when somebody makes that statement. And So it started with he's not a real fan and he's doing it to spread his comedy. And the reason I'm in Ireland is because I'm funny. That's the whole point. Like, my comedy got me the notoriety, so I didn't need a ticket for anything. But then it went from that to cultural bashing. It started talking about my denomination as an American and how Americans are when they go to other countries. And I am a representation of America because I am American. And I feel that when I was in Ireland, I gave the utmost respect. I treated people with kindness. I appreciated how people treated me. And I thought it was a blessing just to see something as prolific and historic as Ireland, with the beauty and the people and the food and the event and the entertainment. So it went from he's not a real fan to arrogant American to don't talk about our culture if you're not Irish. And I felt sorry for the Irish community because I haven't ran into any of that. Mm. And I understand some people might get in their feelings and they might be a little bit upset, but I think Ireland as a whole should be proud of the beautiful country and proud of the way you guys are presented to me, so I can come back and say, you know what, world, Ireland is a leader, and we should pay attention to this leader because this leader is great.
But in terms of, like you said, yeah, it got a bit personal towards the end because obviously people saying, oh, fans should have the tickets. I don't think somebody like yourself wouldn't be too pushed or bothered about that. But it did kind of tip into what you'd call abuse in the end.
I would definitely say that. And again, I'm pretty sure that's the immature individuals who probably aren't as traveled, who may have had some bad experiences with some tourists in their country. So I completely understand it. But at the same time, I'm trying to grow this peace thing I'm out to do. And I'm a person that believes in inclusion and no division and to each his own. And
you were genuinely hurt. Women. You were genuinely hurt by some of these comments, Josh.
Oh, of course. I was sad, but I was also surprised because general stereotypes from the past are Irish folks, men or women, they drink, they party, blah blah blah. And when I went to go see Ireland, it was total opposite. It was hardworking individuals, very inviting individuals, very thoughtful individuals. I was in Ireland one night, and I couldn't get out to get anything to eat. A family brought me food to my hotel at Croke Park. Like, these kind of things don't happen where I'm from. They just don't. And everybody. So to see the reaction from some people, it was kind of disheartening. But at the same time, I understood. So what I did, I was like, you know what? I don't want to seem opportunistic. I know the biggest game of the year, which is the replay, is happening Sunday. I'm going to let that go by without my commentary.
It's Saturday, Josh. Don't miss it. It's Saturday. On Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday. My days are mixed up. I don't know why I'm thinking it's like Wednesday or Friday. But I know that's coming up this weekend, and I'm going to like remove my commentary so it doesn't seem like I'm view-chasing or attention-grabbing. Like, all my reactions are genuine. All my reactions are real. And my focus is just to bring joy to people. And I thought it was awesome that I was able to bring joy to a culture that we as Americans really know little about.
And you don't have Irish connections at all, do you?
Not like at all. No affiliations. Right now though, I like to say I'm 39% Irish now that I've been to Ireland. And I've been accepted, so I'm like 39-40% Irish. I don't care what nobody says.
Okay. Listen, stay with us, Josh, because I do have a cast iron, genuine, diehard GAA fan on the other line. Noel Carty, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Noel?
Is it safe to be talking to a Kerry woman this week?
Well, we're very sensitive, so just be very careful what you say.
Okay.
But you've been to a fair few matches at Croke Park and a fair few All-Irelands, Noel.
Yes. Yes. And I think what that man is doing is amazing. I never heard of him. I think it's amazing. He's promoting Ireland. He's promoting, to me, two of the best games in the world. That's to me now. Someone else may say different. I think it's amazing, and I think it's very sad if anyone complained about him getting a ticket. You know?
But what about, I mean, there are people out there, genuine people, who would say, big days, those big All-Ireland days, if you're not, you know, directly involved, if you hadn't earned your place in Croke Park, you should leave tickets for the genuine, diehard fans.
But this is he's promoting Ireland as well, you know, and that, you know. I'd had tickets at the beginning and I joined up and I get a ticket every year for the All-Ireland now. And it's there for everyone to do, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and it's two great sports and all you have for the last 5 weeks in Ireland is five in a row and four in a row and then Kerry come along and they upset it as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have that, all you hear now is the game is destroyed because Dublin are going to ruin the game. And there was none of that talk when your county were going for five in a row.
Well, as you say, Seamus Darby put a stop to that.
I remember that, but I was there and saw what happened. But they weren't ruining the game. Listen, two great games. The people that go to the games are fabulous people. You can go into Croke Park, 80,000 people, and sit down beside a fella. You can be shouting for any team. If he's shouting for the other team, when the match is over, everyone shakes hands and they go home. You know, it's just amazing. And I'd just love to say one thing. For every fella that puts on a county jersey, I don't care whether it's hurling or football, they deserve the greatest respect that any fellas can get. They play it non-stop, winter, summer, hail, rain, snow. They're out there, and then we go for one match, and if they don't play well, he was no good. And you know, I could go on forever.
But respect is what you're saying.
Yes.
Because they give us such pleasure.
Oh, stop.
They are the same.
Were you at the finals?
I was indeed, and I'm hoping to be there again on Saturday. Will I see you there, Noel?
Yeah, and all I'm saying is, what I heard going on there, it's great for Ireland, and it's great that Falls Ireland have taken to the GAA, because when they started going to GAA matches, you know, I'm not going to stay along it as a go. There was very little Falls Ireland, and I was there the day that she lost. I'm from Roscommon, and I'll be a long time waiting until they're going for five in a row. So I have to shout for Kerry when Kerry, and I have to shout for different counties. It'll be a long time before I'll be saying, "Gee, Roscommon are coming for five in a row." I'd love to see them doing one in a row in my time.
And who are you shouting for on Saturday?
Oh, no, I'm not talking to a Kerry woman. Do you think I'm going to say that?
I just trust you'll make the right decision, Noel, when the time comes.
You might just pull the plug on me. No, no.
Okay.
No, listen, football, Gaelic football is a wet day, a ball can hop, it can be the hop of a ball. The last day, there was a man sent off, so we'll never know which team was the best team. You know, it's a great team.
We'll find out in a few days.
Okay.
Noel, thanks for that. I want to go to Clinton. Clinton Pender, good afternoon.
Yeah. Hi, Katie. How are you doing?
Where do you stand on this business of fans, the true fans, the big day out?
Well, I look at it like if you're going to count diehard fans, that you'd see them in going to matches, interleague matches in January and February of the year. And if you were to add the amount of people that go to those matches, I'd say they'd only take up about 10% of people in Croke Park and Croke on All-Ireland Day.
Fair point.
And you'd have an extra 70,000 people there that are really fair-weather fans anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was promoting the game with, you know, 2 million hits on YouTube for his videos and things like that. So I think he really deserved the tickets and, you know, did well.
Can you understand the mentality of people, though, who would, you know, criticise and abuse him for you know, doing what he was doing there?
No, I can't really, because, you know, like anything to promote the game is good. And as I say, if you just go in the middle of winter to the inter-county game, that's where you see the real fans. So I doubt there was any of those that were criticising him for taking the tickets. Do you know?
Yeah. Josh, were you listening there, Josh? Do we still have Josh on the line?
Hello?
So they're two very genuine fans there, Josh. Delighted to have you, spread the word about the GAA games.
And that's the majority of the feedback I was getting, but it's just those, I don't ever want to step on anybody's toes because, again, I'm not naturalized in Ireland, and I don't ever want to see, like, I'm coming in and trying to create something that's not genuine and organic. I pride myself on being organic and genuine and honest. And because I got that reaction, and it was probably 20, 30 messages, and I didn't publicize them. I didn't go off on it. But, yeah, so I don't know. But the positivity has been outpouring, and it's been tremendous. And I can't thank the Irish, the people of Ireland enough. So I'll continue to do it. I was just letting this weekend go. That was all.
Okay. Well, we hope to see you in Croke Park again, Josh. Thank you for that. Thanks, Clinton. And thanks, Noel. And I'll take a break there. 51551.